Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Arcata Economics and a quick update this morning, as we did have some news from Fortuna Mining, as they've been continuing their drilling efforts at their Sunbird location at the Séguéla mine in Côte d'Ivoire. And they just came back with 7.3 grams per ton gold over 16.1 meters and also defined a second underground chute. So let us take you right to a comment from Paul Wheadon, the Senior VP of Exploration at Fortuna, who I will be seeing in November as I'm taking another trip back over to Séguéla, and be good to get some commentary from him. And fortunately, we have a little bit today because he mentions drilling at Sunbird has been very successful in expanding the underground potential, with the deepest holes to date intersecting multiple high-grade intervals, including 5.2 grams per ton over a true width of 6.3 meters. That also extends the central mineralized zone a further 150 meters down plunge, where it remains open. And they've also been successful in extending the lower chute another 200 meters down plunge, where they got a result of 6 grams per ton over a true width of 11.9 meters. And they have initiated an underground study while they still have 5 drill rigs going. Here, in terms of the highlights, you can see that 7.3 grams over 16.1 meters I mentioned earlier. Here's another drill hole, 8.3 grams per ton over 11.9 meters, 9 grams per ton over 5.6 meters, 9.5 grams per ton over 5.6 meters, 6 grams over 11.9 meters, 15.6 grams per ton over 5.6 meters, and 6 grams over 9.8 meters. And they have completed 40 drill holes over 15,088 meters to upgrade their resource confidence from the infill and extension program. And drilling continues to intersect high grades along the projected plunge, with mineralization now extending more than 1.3 kilometers down plunge, approximately 700 meters below the surface. And here you can see the map. There is Sunbird down there. There is the mill and the processing plant. And again, I'll be there in November. Although, in case you missed the video that we did when I was there the last time, a little bit of a tour of what it looks like at Séguéla, well, that one's coming your way now.